Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's a Monday, the beginning of the week, and we're starting you off with a really, really exciting show. We're going to be talking with John Connor here in just a couple moments about the steroid cycles used by women. And I don't mean about just professional athletes, bodybuilders. I'm talking about women who end up on some of these mainstream covers and even some women that are just gym rats and don't necessarily ever plan on competing or being photographed. You're going to be surprised to hear the types of steroids that women are using today. Before we do that, I got a really exciting announcement. This happened just this morning, something that that's been in the works behind the scenes for quite some time now, and I will let you know more as it goes on. But what I'd like to tell you is that Dr. Scott Connolly is joining forces with Tricepta Productions, and we're going to be producing a show for Dr. Connolly called Body RX, and this show is going to be like no other radio show that I've ever been involved with. I'm actually going to be able to do things with Dr. Connolly that I can't do on Superhuman Radio. We're going to be calling out some high-level individuals that claim to know about nutrition, supplementation, exercise, the whole thing, and having them debate Dr. Connolly on the air. This will also be a call-in show as time permits. I'll let you know the details as they unfold. We're shooting for a November first week rollout for the first episode, and it's going to be a once-a-week show initially. You won't want to miss this show, I promise you. There are so many things that I want to do on Superhuman Radio that I can't, that I'll be able to do with Dr. Connolly on this show. I'm really, really, really excited. So keep your ears peeled, and we'll give you more news as we get closer to the launch date of that show, and it will be the Body RX show. Okay, let's get back to the subject at hand. Women and anabolic steroids, they sound like non sequiturs, but John Connor says it's not. How you doing, John?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Carl.
Hard to believe. I actually was talking to a very, very important person to me this morning, and I was saying, you know, I don't know whether I should build this show as the drugs women use or the anabolic steroids. And the first thing she said to me was, women use anabolic steroids? And I said, you just answered my question. I think a lot of people, it's counterintuitive to think that women use anabolic steroids, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think, you know, within bodybuilding, it's such a niche sport to begin with. And, you know, it may be common for males to use steroids within bodybuilding or within sports. It's still looked down upon as, you know, cheating or, you know, by the general population out there, it's looked down upon, or it's kind of this niche area that's a minority of people are using. And then with females, I think it's even worse. It's magnified even worse that people just don't believe that the females are using steroids unless you're, you know, someone that's around it a lot.
Well, there's some women that you look at them, when you look at the female bodybuilders,
yeah,
you can pretty much surmise that they're using anabolic steroids because their bodies look like the bodies of men. I mean, they're muscular like men. But what I'm really shocked about, and I've been doing some research on this for quite some time, and what I'm really shocked about is there's a lot of women that you would look at and not think anabolic steroids who are using them. And some of them end up on the covers of magazines. Like,
absolutely.
You know, I'm just going to say like a Shape magazine, not a bodybuilding magazine, but a general health and fitness magazine. And these women are using some form of maybe very small amounts, but some form of anabolic steroid.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a possibility. In my own experience, you know, I'm typically around competitors, women that are competing NPC national level, and then I've been fortunate to be able to get reports from even pros and what they're using, but I do know for a fact that there are females that are using that aren't competitors, and nobody, you know, they don't tell anybody. It's something that, you know, they keep to themselves, and so it definitely would be shocking, I think, if people realize just how many females who don't compete, who aren't in athletics or sports, that are actually using small doses or, you know, these lower dose cycles of steroids.
Well, let's start there for a second. Let's start at the low end and move up to the high end. What would you assume, or what could you say, a woman who is trying to look fit, who may end up on a mainstream magazine cover or wants to look like one of these women who looks that's on a mainstream magazine cover, what kind of drugs would she be using in the way of anabolic steroids and maybe even ancillaries?
You know, I think probably the most common would be Anavar in low doses, maybe 10 milligrams a day. Winstrol is another one that it kind of has a lower risk associated with it. Probably about the same, 10 milligrams per day. Fat loss is an objective, you'd probably see a stimulant or maybe something like clenbuterol. T3, that might be, take a thyroid hormone, speed up metabolism. And then HGH, has really grown in popularity, certainly among women users. The anti-aging industry has really, educated and gotten out the idea that as you age, HGH is a natural thing for a woman to take. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're using human growth hormone or some mild anabolics.
You know, the Anavar I've known about for a long time. I've actually experimented personally with up to 80 milligrams of Anavar a day. It's really the reason that women like Anavar and Winstrol is because, and why don't you explain why, instead of me saying, why would a woman want to use that instead of a testosterone, say, for instance?
Well, Anavar is just very anabolic compared to, usually with a steroid, you're going to have an anabolic to androgenic ratio. The more androgenic a steroid is, the more likelihood that you're going to get masculinization,
right,
that you're
right.
going to get, the unwanted hair growth, that kind of stuff. And so if a beginner or someone, a female who, wants to avoid the common side effects with the more androgenic drugs, they're going to use the anabolic drugs.
Right. So again, to reiterate, the drugs that are less androgenic are less masculinizing, so they're safer for women, for lack of better terms, they're safer for women to use where they won't produce those types of side effects like hair growth, changes in voice, clitoral enlargement, and so on and so forth. When women use more androgenic drugs, which we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show, they do get a complete masculinization effect, and some of it is irreversible. I mean, there's even some mandibular growth, mandible bone growth of the jaw changes, and the voice changes sometimes don't go away. So anyway, okay, clenbuterol, what's your opinion of clenbuterol?
I think that there's been plenty of reports of its successful use. Usually a female and male alike will cycle clenbuterol, maybe 2 weeks on, 1 week off. And they may do that for 8-10 weeks. Depends if it's if they're trying to reach a goal by a certain date. They may have a competition date in mind that they need to lose a certain amount of body fat. I would say clenbuterol use is probably fairly common, at least widespread within bodybuilding, figure and fitness. I would say pretty much all across the map, male and female.
What do you think a sensible dose of clenbuterol is, and does it go by body weight?
Most users, especially if it's going to be a first-time user, will start out very low the first couple of days, maybe 20 micrograms.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And then what happens is your body will get accustomed to the clenbuterol. And so you can begin, slowly ramping up the dose. And usually what I tell people is, slowly raise your dose, maybe 20 micrograms every few days. And then you'll reach a point where a lot of people will have shakiness or their body temperature will rise. Or, you'll have effects that are notable, and some people can tolerate those effects and some people can't. Myself, I really can't tolerate clenbuterol much over 60 micrograms daily. That's a very low dose within the bodybuilding community. I've seen females easily go above 100 micrograms daily, maybe 140 micrograms, somewhere in that range.
The only thing that I clenbuterol is worrisome to me from one standpoint only. There's about three or four good studies out there that show that clenbuterol actually causes necrosis of cardiomyofilia and cells. I mean, the muscle cells of the heart can actually be permanently damaged by clenbuterol. And I personally have known two male bodybuilders who have developed cardiomyopathy, in my humble opinion, because of their use of clenbuterol. Clenbuterol is one of those things that I say, if you have to use a drug because of this, I would say T3 and Anavar and maybe HGH, although there's some challenges with women and HGH and fat loss. But women's growth hormone receptor is actually different than men, and it requires quite a bit more stimulation by growth hormone to actually cause lipolysis. But with that being said, I would stick with Anavar, T3, and growth hormone personally, and abandon clenbuterol because the jury is still out that it may permanently damage the heart. What would you say to that?
Yeah, I'd like to look. Yeah, I think the first thing I'd like to look at is what the studies were done in. Were they done in humans?
We know, they were done in rats. They were done in rats.
Yeah, and clenbuterol is commonly used in horses. And I would want to look at the dose to body weight ratio, as well as whether it was a human study or not.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, the animal studies. I mean, they're purposely giving them such high doses in order to try to ferret out the side effects.
Yeah, so you're right.
That would be probably the biggest concern for me is, hey, how much are they actually taking per pound of body weight?
Well, when we come back, I want to pick up just briefly on clenbuterol because it also has an anabolic effect. We'll talk today with John Connor about the types of anabolic steroids women use. Even surprisingly, women that you don't think of as using anabolic steroids. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I need Facebook friends. More Facebook friends. Go to Facebook.com and look for Carl Lenore and friend me. And I will be your friend forever. Don't forget, Primordial Performance is blowing out all their pro hormones. You ladies who are listening to this show, go to PrimordialPerformance.com. Everything is slashed. They're getting rid of all their pro hormones, and they've discounted everything way, way down. So check it out. My guest today is John Connor. And we're talking about the drugs, the anabolic steroids that women use to look the way they do today. You know, just a little bit more on clenbuterol. Clenbuterol also is slightly anabolic because it's a beta adrenergic. But doesn't albuterol work as good, John? Why can't women just use albuterol?
You know, I want to get back to one thing, one point that you made previous to the break. You did mention that they were animal studies that we were seeing some of the necrosis. And animals typically, like when they do these studies, they'll have more of the beta 2 receptors.
Ah.
And so this can cause certain chain events that may not happen in humans.
Sure, like it's almost like taking a much higher dose.
Right. And so then the other question is, because we do know that there have been animal studies that show clenbuterol to be mildly anabolic, and that just may not be the case in humans.
Interesting. Okay, so There you go. You've answered both questions.
Yeah, honestly, unless we have a clinical, and this is really the major challenge when it comes to anabolic steroids and ancillaries that we use, unless we have a clinical human study, it's very difficult to draw conclusions from the animal studies. And then to compound things even further, we've got a fair amount of clinical human trials on male users, but there's not a lot of data, not a lot of clinical human trials on female users.
Yeah.
And so we've got several challenges to overcome. Is it a human study, and is it more specifically a female study?
Let's go up the chain a little bit further. So now
let's
say this is not a gym rat who's never going to pose, or this is not a woman who's going to end up on a Shapely magazine. She wants to look more athletic, and maybe she is an athlete, and she's performing in certain athletic functions, and she wants a bit, to a greater degree, performance and appearance enhancing. What's a step up from the Anavar, Winstrol, T3, clenbuterol, HGH model?
You know, the first thing I would want to know is what her tolerance for risk is.
When you say her tolerance or her desire, I mean
her tolerance for risk.
Really?
How much risk is she willing to take? Because once you get above these beginner cycles, these lower dose cycles with the less androgenic drugs, you're taking risk. And so, you know, we touched on some of the risk factors that are associated with female use, with the voice changes, you know, hoarseness of the voice, deepening of the voice. You know, if you got a female who has any aspirations to sing as a hobby or, you know, possibly professionally, she can have voice changes with very low doses of anabolic steroids, like even 10, 15 milligrams of Anavar or Winstrol daily, which
really?
We would consider to be very low dose. You begin to see cracking in the voice. Sometimes it's reversible when they stop right away. Other times it's not. And so, again, I want to know what the female's threshold for risk is. How much risk is she willing to take? Is she
so even with low dose Anavar, they can
absolutely
see that.
Absolutely. And Winstrol is one that usually I would recommend that a female start with Anavar. And you know, and another challenge that they have is are they getting real Anavar? You know, a guy, if we go out and we buy 80 milligrams Anavar and take it every day and it turns out to be D-ball, it's not a huge deal for us. For a woman, it's a big deal.
And I've heard that that's a big problem because the reality is a lot of these UGs, these underground labs, they sell is testosterone and they just label it different things.
Yeah, and the ester might be just different, and that can cause problems for ladies if, you know, they think that they're getting a propionate ester, and who knows, what if they're getting a decanate ester, and so they got a lot more steroid in their system for a lot longer period of time. And so it's critical that when you're dealing with females that you're getting the proper steroid and in the proper milligram or microgram, as the case may be. Hair loss is common with women who are taking relatively low doses of Winstrol. You can have a gal at, you know, 15, 20 milligrams of Winstrol a day that will experience hair loss. Occasionally you see the facial hair growth with the higher doses of anabolics, but usually that's more associated with androgenics. Clitoral enlargement, that's another common one that we see with very moderate doses of anabolics.
Even Anavar?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You see the swelling of the clitoris with maybe 10 to 15 milligrams of Anavar in, I've had quite a few users report that, actually.
Do you think that's reversible, the clitoral enlargement?
It is, yeah, definitely. Like, you might have a female that during an entire 8 to 10 weeks of, say, taking 15 milligrams of Anavar a day that will report the clitoral enlargement or like a swollen clitoris, and then within months of
stopping,
that goes away. And then even you can have menstrual irregularities. You can have...
Even with that, so we're still talking about Anavar and Winstrol.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
And so, you know, I actually, it's about 3 years ago, I had a very close female friend that wanted to run steroids. She was not a competitor. She was just a gym rat. And she wanted to get a little bit more performance in the gym. And so I spent a tremendous amount of time trying to find information on female usage. And it's very difficult to get females to openly admit to steroid use. And so it was through a period of years of, having these relationships and fostering relationships with females that use, that I was able to get some insight in what they're using and what the potential for side effects were. And at the time, we decided to start off this one friend of mine at 12.5 milligrams of Anavar a day. This is a very basic, low cycle. Her menstruation shortened in duration. It wasn't interrupted, but it did shorten. We've got reports of female users upwards at 20 milligrams, 25 milligrams of Anavar a day that menstruation will cease.
And, you know, I'm going to say it again. I'm willing to stake something on a bet that there's a lot of women who are posing for mainstream magazines that are on the cover that are using 10 milligrams of Anavar for very long periods of time.
That's definitely possible because you're not gonna see the masculinization effects that you would with more androgenic drugs. So they would definitely still look feminine.
And Anavar is an amazing lipolytic. I mean, I used 80 milligrams of Anavar a day, and I swear it continued to work probably 3 or 4 weeks after I stopped using it.
Yeah, Anavar is a good. I mean, for males, it's a relatively weak drug. But as far as
I was using it with other things. But yeah, I was using it for fat burning.
Yeah, as far as fat-burning properties, oxidation, it definitely is a drug that is commonly used in the final weeks of contest prep. And so, right before the gals and the guys are stepping up on stage, it's definitely one of the coveted drugs that they use. But getting back to the side effects, acne, very common on very low doses of steroids. And then, of course, we have some of the more common ones that these will be more male and female related, difficulty sleeping, headaches, changes in sexual desire.
Women, their libido goes through the roof when they start using these things, doesn't it?
It depends. I have gotten really mixed reports. And what is so difficult is within the bodybuilding community, it's such a niche sport that there's a lot of people will describe their experiences, and then it gets put on the web, and then, you know, then it's all over the place, and then, you know, people start believing it, and so it's hard to find subjects to use steroids that are not suggestible, and that are very objective in their reporting.
Right.
And so I've had, like this one female that I worked with very closely years and years ago, she didn't know what the effects of steroids were, and so she was a prime candidate for reporting. She has zero changes in sexual desire. However, very common that women that use testosterone, especially even just in low doses, will experience more desire sexually. And so I think it would depend on the steroid, and you know, certainly we would have to get subjects.
We only have about 2 minutes before we go into the break.
Yeah.
Are women using testosterone?
Say again.
Are women using testosterone? At what level does a woman start to use a frank androgen like testosterone?
You know, I'd say your experienced users are definitely using testosterone. It, you know, it's dose dependent on what kind of side effects you're going to have, and then of course on how much performance you're going to get out of it. And so certainly at low doses, we see women using testosterone that have maybe run one or two cycles. And then, of course, as you get up to the advanced cyclers, testosterone is typically a base drug, unless that particular lady has had negative reactions to it.
What kind of doses are women taking in testosterone? We have a minute, and then we'll pick this up on the other end of the break.
I would say your low end for performance in the gym is probably going to be somewhere around 30 to 35 milligrams a week of a fast-acting ester, you know, a propionate. They would probably split that up two, three, four shots a week. And then on the high end for testosterone use, man, it's, you know, I know women that have exceeded 150 milligrams weekly and stacked it with other drugs.
Wow. And that, I mean, at 150 milligrams a week, they're just, they're really close to what is considered an HRT dose for a man.
They're in the male range for sure. Yeah. At 125 milligrams a week will put a man in the male range. Yeah.
And so, that means that these women have to have the most extreme side effects, the clitoral enlargement, the changes in voice,
the,
you know, all the changes that go along with it.
Absolutely. And then one other thing I want to get back to it.
Wait. Stay with
okay.
this.
Okay.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll pick up with what you want to talk about, the orals. We're talking today with John Connor about the types of anabolic steroids women use. Surprisingly, could be the girl next door that's using it, because a lot of these women aren't really competing. They're just gym rats, or they have an ideal that they want their body to reach, and they realize that some of these drugs are necessary to reach that. We're going to be talking more about this. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Want to train harder? You want to get stronger? Then you want results. Results from At Large Nutrition combines four proven ergogenic ingredients: CreaPure creatine monohydrate, beta-alanine, beta-hydroxy beta-methylbutyrate, and dextrose. Results will dramatically increase strength, promotes blistering intensity, supports huge increases in training volume, and increase lean muscle mass. And isn't that why you train in the first place? That's why the strongest men in the world depend on results. You can find results at atlargenutrition.com. Stop complaining and get results today. Go to atlargenutrition.com right now.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances.
You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. TJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's PJBRAUN.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody that At Large Nutrition is a new sponsor to Superhuman Radio, and you know I sell nothing. I am here only because the sponsors put me here. People are always posting messages on Facebook saying how much they love the show. All this great knowledge is for free. It is for free. But whenever you can patronize the sponsors of this show because they make it possible. They give me a job and they give you a show to listen to. So visit At Large Nutrition and let them know that you heard about them on Superhuman Radio. Okay, my guest, John Connor, we're talking about the anabolic steroids that women use. When we were going into the break, you wanted to mention something about orals, John.
Yeah, I think, you know, when we're talking about the risks that are associated with using these steroids, one of the most profound things that I saw was the effect of lipids, how the oral steroids negatively affected lipids.
Right.
Some years ago, I had one gal who, she was on 12.5 milligrams of Anavar daily. She had a HDL after 30 days of being on of 27. And so her HDL had lowered about 20 points within 30 days.
Yeah, that's almost 50%. That's pretty dramatic.
Yeah, it's huge. And
you don't get that with injectables, by the way.
They're not nearly to the degree. Now, there have been studies done on testosterone where we see at 600 milligrams weekly that there's a slight lowering of HDL.
Slight, but that was by Bashin. That's a great study, by the way. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But what was so interesting to me is that the there's dose dependency when it comes to using the orals and how much it negatively affects lipids, especially HDL. I don't know if you got your cholesterol checked while you were on your 80 milligrams of Anavar daily.
No, but I'm sure it looked like crap.
Mine was 11. I had an HDL of 11, and I was on 50 milligrams of Anavar daily. And so I just want to put it out there for, you know, I think that orals are a lot of times the easiest for people to use, especially if they're a first-timer, something that they gravitate towards. But if they got problems with their cholesterol, they need to really be careful.
And I'll say something else that I shared with you off the air the other day. But Dr. Harrison Pope, who studies anabolic steroids extensively, is publishing a study, and I don't know if it's out yet, but it's about the changes in cardiac structure from anabolic steroids. And we talked about this study. He's not ready to talk about it on the air. But he alluded to the fact during the interview with the phone call with me that it was the orals that had the most profound effect on cardiac function. not the injectables. And,
yeah.
and that'll be published in his study. And you know, yeah. when you, the problem with orals is this, the liver.
Yep.
The liver. You know, women experience a higher degree of thrombosis risk, blood clotting risk. That's because the orals, when they go through the liver, they change the enzymatic landscape of the
yep.
liver.
Absolutely.
And the same is true when they take oral birth control pills.
Yep.
So if you stay away from the orals and you stick with the injectables, you really are taking a margin of risk out of the picture entirely, in my humble opinion.
Yeah. And the good news is most of these ladies and most of the guys, hopefully, are running relatively short courses of steroid, you know, 8 to 10 weeks. When we have taken gals back in, and when I've gone back in myself and getting followed up labs, HDL normalizes easily within 60 days of stopping using the steroids.
Right.
And so if they're doing a short course, you know, certainly they're going to be at risk during that time, but it will normalize.
Now, there are things you can do to mitigate the risks, by the way.
Yeah.
You can take moderate doses of niacin regularly, and it's critical to take it on an empty stomach. It's critical to use real niacin because the magic is in the flushing. When you get that flushing, that's when the liver increases LDL receptors and decreases HDL receptors, so it stops flushing HDL out of the system and increases HDL concentrations in the body. The other thing is make sure you're getting anywhere from 2 to 10 grams of fish oil a day, depending on how you clot.
Omega-3s,
I mean, you can mitigate those risks dramatically by those two little steps right there. So.
Yeah, and that's really the key, I think, is not only addressing the low HDL, but addressing the high LDL.
Right.
If you've got, if a gal's going into contest prep, her diet's going to be pretty clean. But if you have the fitness model or you have someone else that doesn't have such a clean diet, then certainly their LDL is going to rise. And if they can try to mitigate that through whether it be the omega-3 fish oils, plant sterols are awesome for lowering LDL, fiber intake, just getting enough fiber throughout the day. And so if we do all these things, throw the niacin in there, try to get the HDL back up, then we can mitigate it for those 10 weeks or 12 weeks or however long they're on the steroids.
But obviously, some of these female athletes are on these steroids long term. I mean, I've heard two stories from reliable sources about two girls that are fairly big names in the what I would call cover model industry. These are not bikini competitors. They're not figure competitors. They're big names in the cover model business who have been on Anavar for a couple years.
Yeah, that's something that I would definitely feel very negative. I would never advise anybody, male or female, to be on Anavar for maybe more than 16 weeks max. I mean, going years is, it's just, there's too much risk. Like you said earlier, we've got all kinds of organ stress. You know, liver enzymes are going to go up, your AST, ALT. You're going to see the risk to your heart, the risk to your lipids. It's just not wise.
Not worth it. It's not worth it. And the truth of the matter is, not especially if you can inject, you can get an injectable that's going to avoid that first pass liver, and also that is not alkylated or methylated. That where the real magic is in the stress to the liver is the way they bond the ester so that it doesn't, so the liver can't break the hormone down.
Right.
But okay, let's go a little bit deeper now. Give me an idea of what hardcore female bodybuilders are using in this day and age.
Yeah, I think testosterone is going to be very common. I think that probably on the low end for an advanced user would be around 75 to 90 milligrams weekly. Like I was saying earlier, reports of 150 milligrams weekly I think is fairly common. Probably one of the most shocking things that I came across years ago was the fact that females are using trenbolone.
Really?
Trenbolone is an incredibly powerful steroid. It's arguably 3 to 5 times more anabolic and 3 to 5 times more androgenic than testosterone. Tren is one harsh, strong steroid. And if you've ever tried it, it's a steroid that has pronounced side effects, but it works really well in most users, especially if they're stacking.
I've always said that trenbolone takes your body hostage. It does. I mean, I've used the most harsh version of trenbolone. I've used trenbolone enanthate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, if once you figure out that you don't like it, it doesn't clear your system for a couple weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks to deal with the side effects, yeah.
And the most noticeable thing for me with Trenbolone and Anthate was after being on just a low dose of 200 milligrams a week with my testosterone, by the second week I developed a resting heart rate of 90. Yeah. Blood pressure was 110 over 165. I felt sick. I just felt like just general malaise, like, gee, I don't feel good. But ironically, some of my strongest lifts without even training for some, I remember going into the gym and pulling a 600-pound deadlift and walking in the door and thinking, I don't even know if I feel like training today. I don't feel good.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
all of a sudden, it's like the Trenbolone goes, F you, you're going to do this. Boom. And it's like, I don't believe I just did that. And it really is the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde drug. It really does take your body hostage. It's such a strong central nervous system stimulant that you barely can sleep at night.
Yeah, it's very powerful. And when you stack it with testosterone, it's an incredible drug. That stack is incredible. You can see, major changes in body composition with it in a pretty short period of time. But it's harsh. I mean, it is one harsh steroid. You're going to definitely going to have voice changes in a female. You're definitely going to have unwanted hair growth, whether
clitoral enlargement to the maximum.
Absolutely. Menstruation goes out the window. I mean, it is a very, very powerful
sleep,
drug.
Sleep goes out the window. People, I mean, when you use Trenbolone, you sweat all night long. And you can't sleep. You have borderline insomnia.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely
not for the weak of heart. Not for the weak of heart.
And the thing is, in the insomnia, you know, you just don't feel good. Like you said, you're irritable. You know, there's all these things. When you take testosterone, most users, if they keep their testosterone doses fairly reasonable, they report a sense of well-being. They report elevation in mood. Certainly an elevation in libido. On Trenbolone, you don't get that. You don't have a sense of well-being. You don't have an elevation in mood or sexual desire. It is just you just feel bad.
You don't feel good, yeah. Right.
But the point is that for women to be using something of that nature, I mean, it's incredibly androgenic. I was shocked when I first found out that females were using this on a fairly regular basis at the national level and at the pro level. The very first reports I heard was anywhere around 90 milligrams a week.
Oh, man.
Maybe 100 milligrams a week. And then I've had users report to me, female users, 150 milligrams a week of Trenbolone.
Are we talking about acetate or enanthate?
Yeah, most of them are going to be using the short acting.
Yeah, the acetate.
So
okay.
Yeah, they're going to be using the acetate in case something really goes sideways on them. They can jump off the drug.
Well, let's look at men for a second before we go into the break. Most novice men who are using Trenbolone and acetate for the first time will shoot anywhere from 75 milligrams to 100 milligrams every other or every third day. So if these women are using 150 milligrams, they're using some of the same doses that men are using.
Yeah, when Dan Duquesne first came out with his recommendations on Trenbolone, it was 76 milligrams three times a week.
There you go.
150.
And actually, they sold that in, and those were the ampules. They were in 76 milligram amps. All right, listen. Yep. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more with John Connor about the drugs that women use.
Insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from needtobuildmuscle.net, get the most effective insulin mimicking, insulin sensitizing, nutrient partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today.
Introducing SNI Global. SNI Global carries everything both the weekend warrior and serious athlete needs. Whether you're looking for pre-workout, post-workout, whey protein, mass builders, anabolic agents, performance enhancers, or energy boosters, you'll find it all at SNIGlobal.com. Want to train like a machine? Then get to SNI Global today. Check out their performance pack, loaded with over 10,000 grams of potent ingredients ingredients designed to increase energy, strength, muscle growth, and recovery. Go to SNIGlobal.com today. SNI Global. Train like a machine.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. You want to train harder. You want to get stronger. Then you want results. Results from At Large Nutrition combines four proven ergogenic ingredients: CreaPure, creatine monohydrate, beta-alanine, beta-hydroxy, beta-methylbutyrate, and dextrose. Results will dramatically increase strength, promotes blistering intensity, supports huge increases in training volume, and increase lean muscle mass. And isn't that why you train in the first place? That's why the strongest men in the world depend on results. You can find results at atlargenutrition.com. Stop complaining and get results today. Go to atlargenutrition.com right now. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you're buying protein from TrueProtein.com, I want to know what your favorite custom blend is. Post it on my Facebook wall. Go to Facebook.com and look for Carl Lenore. If you're not my friend already, friend me, and I will let you in the door. And then you can post your favorite custom protein combination from TrueProtein.com. They've got some really great stuff. My guest, John Connor. We're talking about the anabolic steroids that women use. Shockingly, they use all the same steroids that men use, just in slightly lower doses. And in some cases, not lower doses. They're using the same doses that men use. And we were talking about their use of Trenbolone a moment ago, which is really a monster drug. All right, so they're using Trenbolone. They're using testosterone in doses that men use for low HRT doses. They're using clenbuterol. At that level there, what kind of, are they using Anadrol? Are they using those types of harsh drugs? Are you using any DHT type products like Masterone or anything like that?
You know, Masterone's probably going to be more common in a female user. Again, many of these gals, if they're going into a contest prep, they're going to mimic the same drugs that the men are using, just using them at lower doses. Some women are definitely more adventuresome and will use the higher doses of the drug. So, yeah, I would say Masterone is going to be probably a little more common. Anadrol, typically, I don't hear many reports, if any, on Anadrol use in women or Dianabol. A lot of the women seem to really dislike any of the bloating effects that they get from the steroids. And so
yeah, women hate bloating, don't they?
Yeah.
That's true.
And so you get, that's probably one of the most negative reports. I mean, they're willing to put up with the hair, facial hair, you know, unwanted hair growth, losing their, they're willing to put up all this stuff, but when it comes to the bloating, they definitely seem not to want to use the drugs that cause the bloating. So I would say Masterone is probably more common, definitely.
Now, Masterone is considered a hardening agent more than anything else, right? It's a hardening agent and it makes you aggressive, but it's not really an anabolic, right?
I would classify it as an anabolic, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, When these women use these types of drugs, obviously, do you think that like performance athletes are using these types of drugs as well, like Olympic athletes when they in the off season? Would you think that they would use these types of drugs as well, or is this just more something confined to aesthetic athletes?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's so difficult to answer that question. I think that the thing is that I personally believe that genetics are probably the thing that drives performance more than anything.
Yeah.
And so a person's genetics, in my mind, is the most important thing. Nutrition is huge. You know, if you can dial in a person's nutrition, you can dramatically change their body, especially if they had a poor diet to begin with. Training is very important. If the person isn't training properly and you tweak their training a little bit, you can see them get more performance. Recovery time, if they're not getting enough recovery time. And so I would put all those things first. I would put those all before the drugs. The drugs are great once you've got everything else dialed in, once your nutrition, training, recovery is dialed in, and especially if you're a person with, you know, gifted genetics. You know, Olympic champions are certainly gifted genetically. Then I think you can put the drugs in the equation and get more performance. But it's so hard to tell because, you know, I know female pros that absolutely swear they do not use steroids at all. And you look at them, and their genetics are just phenomenal.
And they probably don't have a lot. They don't have the deep voice. They don't have the broad jaw. They don't have the Adam's apple protruding through.
They don't. Yeah, that's exactly right. They look feminine. They don't have the signs. And then you look at a lower-level competitor that might be national level or even local, you know, like a state champ, and they may have much more androgenic-looking features than the other person. So I think it's all over the map, honestly.
I should also say that John Connor can be contacted on a variety of different boards under the name Heavy Iron. Some of you already know him as Heavy Iron. What board do you prefer people go to if they want to try to communicate with you?
My home board is MuscularDevelopment.com.
Great, and it's a great board, too. Great people over there.
Yeah,
I don't spend time on the boards much anymore because I don't have time to do hardly anything anymore. But Muscular Development is one of my favorites.
Yeah, and then I like Iron Mag forums. That's another.
Oh, Robert like. DiMaggio's board.
Yeah.
Iron Mag. Yeah, great guy. Great. Yeah. As a matter of fact, he's actually thinking about coming back as a sponsor of the show. I hope he comes back.
Yeah, I really like his board. I really like the stuff that he's doing there. And then probably where I really ran into a lot of the females that really shaped how I viewed steroid use among women was RX Muscle.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I've been able to start relationships with lots of different women on board, a lot of emailing back and forth.
They're very open, and they're open. They're open to be honest over there. Yeah, another great board. It's another one of the top boards to spend time on if you're searching for this kind of information.
And so, I do want to, as we, I know we're probably running out of time.
We got about 5 minutes. Good.
The one thing I do want to talk about is education. You know, something that I see frequently, and it kind of rubs me the wrong way, and over the years, you have the boyfriends or the husbands that want to put females on anabolic steroids, on some of these ancillary drugs, and you know they want them to look better, perform better, whatever. And if a female is going to use this stuff, she needs to know what she's getting herself into.
Yeah, I agree.
Relying on the boyfriend or on the husband, you know what? Do you really want to live with facial hair the rest of your life?
Because you may not be with the boyfriend or the husband much longer, but you're going to have some of the attributes of what you're doing for the rest of your life.
And so
Think of it like a tattoo, putting a tattoo on your chest of that person's name. You know?
That's an excellent analogy. Because what's going to happen is if the female does push the threshold, and the threshold is a very fine line, they're going to live with this decision for the rest of their life. And, you know, electrolysis is not cheap. The laser hair removal is not cheap. And so there's all these things that, you know, potentially.
Forget that. If your voice changes and it's very, you know, there's certain women when I talk to them and I hear them and they have that almost Donald Duck-esque sound to their voice.
Yep.
It's like I immediately think, oh, she's definitely done a cycle of something or two maybe. and then the embarrassment of, you know, if in fact clitoral enlargement doesn't really go away completely, Yeah. You know, that's a painful thing to live with if you're, if you end up moving outside of the bodybuilding world or
right.
the sports world where men are more amenable to understand why you have a clitoris the size of an infant's penis.
Yeah.
You may find yourself trapped and trying to find just a regular relationship and embarrassed about that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's a lifetime decision, and so education is key. Don't listen to the boyfriend. Do your own research.
Yeah, and you know you're right. It's so funny you say that. I didn't think about it, but I know a lot of women who through their boyfriends were introduced to anabolic steroids, and you know their boyfriends, whether they were already interested in bodybuilding or performing certain sports, and the boyfriend just said, "Hey, did you know about this?" Or by dating the guy, they were introduced to the whole bailiwick. It's like now they're training, now they're eating, and now they're shooting stuff.
Yeah,
it really is the entry point sometimes.
And to be honest, I think women are susceptible to, you know, oh, I can take this pill for 10 weeks and I'm going to lose weight and look great. And so, I mean, there's definitely appeal to it. You know, we've got supplements all over the world that are, you know, billion-dollar industry because it's something that we all desire, including females. And so it's very easy to make a bad decision.
Well, and I was going to say that that's true of my generation, you know, being raised in the 60s where drugs became almost part of the tapestry of life. And so I think people in my generation look at drugs as like, oh, you know what? They're not that dangerous. All those things that they told me were going to kill me, reefer madness never happened, blah, blah, blah. But it's even worse than that. And I'll tell you who I blame it on, the pharmaceutical industry. Pharmaceutical industry is bombarding us with this mantra that drugs are okay to take for the value that they impart. And that translates over to children who hear that stuff and are being told by their parents, don't take recreational drugs. And the kids are looking at the parents and going, you know, you have 5 bottles of drugs that you take. No, really, you know, and I think that we become very cavalier about some of the drugs. I know I did. I got sick in 2005. I mean, I really screwed my life up by thinking that I knew more than I really knew. And that's the first thing. When you get to that point where you think you know it all, that's when you need to stop because you're about to fall into a deep hole.
And when it comes to anabolic steroids and females, there's a lot we don't know. There's a lot of unknowns out there.
I wonder, is the infertility a side effect? We only have a couple minutes. Is infertility a side effect, you think?
You know, I think that if there's the menstrual irregularities, I think that's something that we see reversed pretty frequently. I know that there's some controversy on long-term Novadex usage. I know some females swear by Novadex usage, but... how that affects fertility long-term, I don't know.
Really? So what kind of long-term effects? Because Novadex is a fairly innocuous drug used by a lot of athletes to rid their body of estrogen-related water. What kind of side effects? Like their menstrual cycle never comes back properly?
Yeah, you know, that's... What's so difficult is, like I said earlier, is we just don't have the clinical human trials to prove all this stuff. And you know,
but anecdotally, is there evidence that Novadex can actually screw up a woman's cycle forever?
Some women are reporting that.
Oh, man.
However, you know, many of the trials are done in postmenopausal women.
Right.
And so, you know, the trials in premenopausal women are going to be extremely rare.
Yeah. All right, we're at the end of the show. If you want to communicate with John Connor, go to musculardevelopment.com, create a screen name, and find him under the name Heavy Iron. Heavy Iron. And, we can have him back on the show later. If you want to submit questions to John, he can gather them and he can come back on the show and answer them later for those women out there who we didn't cover a topic that you're interested in. Hey, John, thanks so much for coming on the show today, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, Carl.
Okay, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. We got a great show tomorrow. PJ Braun's coming on to tell you how to thrash your legs and make them look like a pro bodybuilder's legs because he does it every day. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.